Missouri Net News is presented by Wolfner Library, a free service of books and magazines in audio, braille, and large print at no cost. Call 800-392-2614.
The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for most of the state today. Southwest winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour are expected, with gusts close to 50 miles per hour. A high wind warning is in effect for parts of eastern Missouri, including the St. Louis and Farmington areas. Gusts are expected to hit 60 miles per hour. State Representative Kip Kendrick says Access Missouri, the state's only need-based college financial program, is being funded at 72%.
Little discussion has been had on the fact that we have three aid programs in the state of Missouri right now. They include Access Missouri, Bright Flight, and the A-plus program. All three of those programs are significantly underfunded.
He wants the legislature to focus on fully funding those current programs instead of creating and funding Governor Parsons' proposed fast-track program. Kendrick goes on to say fast-track has some merit. It would provide tuition assistance to eligible Missourians to get or grow into high-paying, high-demand fields like advanced manufacturing, computer science, and healthcare. The third person out of four suspects charged in connection with the shooting death of a West Central Missouri police officer has been sentenced.
28-year-old Jacob Johnson of Clinton was charged in Henry County with hindering prosecution of a felony. Johnson was accused of hindering in the death of Clinton police officer Gary Michael, who was shot and killed August 6, 2017, during a traffic stop. After a two-day manhunt, Ian McCarthy of Clinton was arrested. Johnson was charged with giving McCarthy a ride out of town after the shooting. Johnson has been sentenced to the maximum allowed 4 years in the Missouri Department of Corrections. McCarthy is scheduled to go to trial in February of next year in Independence on a change of venue. David Lee, the Missouri Net, Clinton.
And nobody matched all the numbers in last night's Powerball drawing. Saturday night's drawing is now worth an estimated $495 million. That's a $300.2 million one-time cash payout. The chairman of a bipartisan Missouri House Oversight Committee wants to see a refund provision added to proposed legislation aimed at addressing a tax withholding issue that's impacting some Missourians' tax returns. House Special Committee on Government Oversight Chairman Robert Ross spoke to Lamont State Representative Dean Dorman during a hearing yesterday.
I think we ought to consider adding some sort of a refund provision to this bill to allow a taxpayer that has went ahead and paid that penalty to then be refunded that. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Dorman's bill would prevent penalties for delayed payments on outstanding income tax liabilities for the 2018 tax year, as long as a taxpayer timely files their return. And first responders in the St. Louis area had to rescue a woman who fell into the Missouri River while walking her dog. Members of the Pattonville Fire Protection District were called in after the woman called 911 while holding onto a root along the river in swift water. This is news on Missouri Net.